All right, Steve, first off, some really sad news for the people that still wanted to pay their respects to Nipsey Hussle and visit his memorial at the corner of Slauson and Crenshaw in L.A. Well, it has been shut down. In the weeks following Nipsey's death, the Marathon clothing store parking lot has been filled with prayer candles left by fans and mourners. But lately, the memorial has been flooded with a lot of riffraff over there. People close to Nipsey reported that people started selling bootleg shirts with Nipsey Hussle's picture on them. They were charging money for tours of Nipsey's old neighborhood. And food trucks started lining up along the street to capitalize on all of the people that came by the memorial daily. So because of the disrespect to Nipsey's legacy, the memorial has now been shut down. Oh. So just to know, if you're traveling from, you know, around the country somewhere and you want to go by there, it has been shut down because people are just, you know, hustling over there.
Taking advantage.
Yeah,
advantage,
yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Tours through Nipsey's neighborhood.
Yeah, all of that, yeah. Yeah. All right, we're going to switch gears here and play a little comedy roulette.
I love comedy roulette. Can I explain it?
Yeah, Jay, what you got?
Can I break it down? Because here's what we do. We take four subjects, we put them on a wheel, and we can make it funny. You know why we can make it funny? Do you know why?
Why?
Does anybody know why?
Why, Jay?
Yeah, because we all comedians. Yeah.
Tommy is a comedian. I'm a comedian. And Steve is the king of comedians. And that's how we can make it all funny, because Junior's a comedian. Tommy's a comedian. I'm a comedian.
You know he's going to get mad.
He mad, Jay. He know he mad.
He ready to hurry up,
comedian. Tommy's a comedian. I'm a comedian.
All right, let's go, Jay. Come on.
Let's go, Jay.
See you, man.
All right, here we go. Things you might say to a bad cook. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, things you say to people who look like they lost a fight. Three, things you say when you want people to leave your house.
That's a good one.
And the last one, things you say to people that you don't want to hang out with. Okay?
All of those are good.
Yeah.
I like
spun
that.
Spun it, Shirley.
Yeah, we need
spun
to spin that wheel.
Come on.
I like the last one.
Leave the house. Leave the house.
I know you like that one, Jack. Oh. Wow, things you say to people who look like they lost a fight. All right, okay. Let's get it cracking, guys.
Let me start. Let's get it cracking. You won the fight. Dude, you got bite marks all over your body.
You won? Come on, Junior.
You won?
Yeah, bite marks all your body. Okay, here go one. This thing you say when you say to somebody who look like they lost a fight. Mm. Hey, man, don't worry. Your girl gonna get him.
Damn.
Don't even worry about
that.
Your girl gonna warm him up, dog. Don't even worry about it. I see you trying, though.
Hey, dog. Did you move your ear to the back of your head? I mean, are you trying to hear from behind? What did you do? What is that? Why is your ear back there?
Things you say when you to people who look like they lost a fight, Steve.
Dog, look at me. Where your eyebrows? Dog, your eyebrows, man.
Dude, that's that ass whooping right there.
Yeah. Boy. Straight ass whooping.
Come on, Jay.
Dude, you're not going to fool me. A pink eye is supposed to be pink. A black eye is black, okay? You ain't going to fool me with that one.
Come on.
Then you say to people look like they lost the fight. Uh-huh. Hey man, your son called me. He say he gonna stay with him.
Hey man, you know, I get it, dog. Now listen, on the real though, if he wouldn't have had that stick, it would have came out different, dog. It really would have, dog. I see what's happening. You know, it was the stick. The stick really called the whole shot. You understand? I got it, man. It was the stick, man.
Things you say to people who look like they lost a fight. No, man, I ain't going back up there with you.
That's right.
Hell no.
Embarrassed stuff.
I ain't going back up there with you, man. Don't you leave that dude alone.
Man. Things you say to people who look like they lost a fight. Uh-huh. I don't know how you tell you this, but that little boy had skills, man. I'm serious.
sorry, but
yeah.
I'm sorry, but that little boy had skills, man.
Things you say to people who look like they lost a fight. Hey, man, did you know it was a fight?
Yeah. Or was you just standing
there? taking them punches? Did you know y'all was fighting?
Things you say to people that just lost the fight. Hey, dog, why you just stand there while he was whooping your ass? Why you do that? I mean, was that a strategy? What was that? I didn't understand that part.
Strategy.
Things you say to people who look like they lost the fight. Uh-huh. Man, quit saying it was a tie.
Okay.
Clearly.
You clearly saying that. Yeah.
Stop saying that. Things you say to people when you look like you lost a fight. Oh, now you want to cuss me out. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, Jay, I'm going to stay right in that same lane. When they start raising their voice at you because they lost the fight, well, where was all that vigor when he was whooping your ass?
Where was all that bass in your
voice? Where was all that when he was swinging on you?
All right, Steve, come on, close it out. Things you say to people who look like they lost a fight.
Look, I love you, man, but the best thing I can do for you is I'm going to pray for you.
Damn. Well, once we get to prayer, it's really
Father God, Lord Jesus. You know him, Heavenly Father. Heal him before he go home.
Coming up at the top of the hour, I have some fashion pointers for you, Steve, since you're going to the Kentucky Derby this weekend, okay?